When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Switch is on, Battleline Podcast. This is yet another one of our Annex episodes. I'm looking at this one on the screen because the New York Post makes it impossible to print out articles. This is the type of thing we would cover on the other show I'm a part of, Nidus Anarchy series, because this the prevalence now of AI is insane. It is going to impact pretty much every area of life imaginable. I would say I'm not in favor of a lot of it, but at the end of the day, this is just going to continue. And this is the least it's going to interfere with our lives, and it's only going to get worse from here. So this is from New York Post. Tech exec predicts AI girlfriends will create $1 billion business comfort at the end of the day. It's only a matter of time before someone builds the next $1 billion dating app that will pair real life users with artificial intelligence created girlfriends.
So you can't touch
them. Tech executives.
You can't touch them. They're just girlfriends on the screen. It's not like,
yeah, I mean, you can't touch something.
It's not like
AI.
not like a sex bot. I'm trying to figure this out.
That probably can be tied to it.
Okay,
then you can put on the VR headset.
I'm sorry, man.
Still can't touch anything, but you could imagine, right? So Greg Eisenberg, CEO of Late Checkout, wrote a blog post on X in which he shared that he met a man in Miami who admitted to me that he spends $10,000 a month on AI girlfriends. Crap. I thought he was kidding, Eisenberg wrote, but he's a 24-year-old single guy who loves it. When Eisenberg asked him what he liked, what he loved about it, the Miami man is quoted as saying, "Some people play video games. I play with AI girlfriends." And this is... I don't think it's funny, man, because I honestly think this is a more and more prevalence of this male loneliness epidemic that people are talking about, male suicide, and this really bleak future. And I think that, man, this is not good. It's loser behavior. But I say this as someone, because we all males have exhibited some type of loser behavior, and I spoke about this on the podcast with Evan Seinfeld, which is a guy who was involved in the adult film industry, and there's a reason he no longer is. But whether it's guys, porn, video games, social media, and it actually, I could get into this with you, but this I found out about this recently in Japanese culture, this thing called the hikikomori of young men who are not leaving their bedrooms, and they're just like living all day for months at a time in their room. They don't have a job. They don't have, they don't go to school.
What do they do?
And it's just such a bleak future, man. And I think that is going to come to America with all this. People are going to say, I don't need a girlfriend. I have an AI girlfriend. I can do everything on my phone, my computer. I don't need to have male friendships. I don't need to leave my house. So
when I'm laughing out of sheer ludicrousy, dude. It's like me and my buddy, Lucas Harvey, we had made this word called ridiculousness. That's when you get past ridiculousness, and we've got, but you need, I want to touch that. The beautiful woman is beautiful, man. I want to feel and smell and that. Why would you want to get away from that? I think it makes no sense.
A lot of these men, you know, maybe not this tech exec in Miami or whatever, but like for most of them, they can't get with a real woman, right? Well, so rather than work on themselves, rather than go through some type of adversity, hit the gym, better themselves, this is easier. And the people who create this AI, just like the people who create social media, just like all these, you know, porn accounts and stuff, this is made to excite these dopamine reward circuits in your brain in a way that real life cannot, and you could feel content all day.
I don't see how you can feel content at all. You got to have that human interaction. And this is what we're talking about, that hot tub time machine scene where they're back and the young kid, which is, I'm picturing these guys that want these AI. This is what I'm picturing. So Harold, if you ever find it, I'm picturing all the AI people that want these girlfriends as the kid in Hot Tub Time Machine that doesn't have a cell phone that works anymore. And he wants his cell phone back. And the old guy, which is me, Lou, that's me today, saying to him, yeah, now you actually have to go talk to girls with your mouth.
Oh, then you have to talk to girls with your mouth.
I mean, but that's what's fun. It's funny, but it's serious. Cause that's what reminded me of, like, no, you have to go, and you're going to get, guess what, guys, you're going to get shot down. We all do. That's part of going in. And the interaction is some of the rejection, learning how to learn from rejection. But also and I do honestly believe this. I believe there is a person out there for everybody. I really do. And everybody, if you want to look and you look and just enjoying it, not trying to find that someone, just going out and enjoying life, you're going to find that somebody. And that's what it takes. So you got to get out and you got to get that interaction, brother. And you know, the same way you go to rock concerts, is it the same as watching it on TV? No,
of course. But that's also why I'm a big advocate for just going outside. Doing things, even not romantically or sexually. I mean, dude, the entire time I've done this podcast, I am a single guy, but I'm fine. I'm actually very content with that.
And you're very active, but you're still very active.
I'm not a part of this epidemic though of guys who are like, I need to have a girlfriend. I don't know. I don't obsess over that stuff. Yeah. If I wanted to, I absolutely could, but that's not like number one priority. If I meet someone who's awesome, that'd be great. But I actually do want to mention this thing I was talking about with the hikikomori, because this is what I worry is going to happen here in America. So this is from Wikipedia, just so people can get an idea of what I'm talking about. The hikikomori is also known as pulling inward, being confused. So also known as severe social withdrawal. It's a total withdrawal from society and seeking extreme degrees of social isolation and confinement. The hikikomori refers to both the phenomenon in general and the recluses themselves, described as loners or modern day hermits. The phenomenon is primarily recognized in Japan, although similar concepts exist in other languages and cultures, especially South Korea. So this is crazier. Estimates suggest that 500,000 Japanese youths have become social recluses, as well as more than 500,000 middle-aged individuals. In South Korea, the estimates vary from around 350,000 to over 500,000. Now, when you think social recluse, like, this is the extreme of it. The Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare defines hikikomori as a condition in which the affected individuals refuse to leave their parents' house, do not work or go to school, and isolate themselves away from society and family in a single room for periods exceeding 6 months. The psychiatrist Tamaki Saito defines hikikomori as a state that has become a problem by the late 20s that involves cooping oneself up in one's own home and not participating in society for 6 months or longer. But that does not seem to have another psychological problem as its principal source. And I think COVID and all this has really exacerbated this, because people have this mental state of, I could get my entertainment from my phone. I could get Amazon packages delivered to my phone. Why go out? I could watch movies through streaming. And now I could even get a sexual or romantic release because I can have an AI girlfriend, just like the prevalence of OnlyFans. But now this is like the next level of that. And it's scary. And I do think it is the same stuff I talk about on that episode with Evan Seinfeld, and why he's so passionate about this mentorship program, is the extreme amount of male suicides, how we are making up the vast majority of suicides, even though we're 50% of the population. I think that this is all connected. It all ties together. and there needs to be a solution. And yeah, men need to be around other men in terms of social settings. And I think also, yeah, just the same thing you said, get out there and actually talk to people and be more present, man, be more mindful, and you'll pick up on social cues and that type of thing. And you'll be more confident in yourself and working on yourself. But yeah, I do worry about especially the 17-year-old kid who gets hooked on this, because I think if I was living this culture, I could be one of these people. But that's not 37-year-old me, because I've learned from all this stuff. But for, yeah, the younger kid who lacks confidence, which I've definitely been in at a younger stage, socially awkward and all that, you can now isolate from the world and more than ever, and I guess be content. So,
and you've just set yourself up for failure. You're going to commit suicide at some point. You lock yourself in a 10 by 10 room. I don't care how much you have going on in that room. Your brain's going to start to go a little nutty. And there's a lot of veterans that suffer from post-traumatic stress that do that. And then they isolate themselves from everybody because they don't want to talk to them and they kill themselves. I have buddies that do that. So that is, and I'm just putting to you bluntly, whether you want to hear it or not, if you're going to do that and you're going to isolate yourself from the world, your life and what little life you have is not going to be fulfilling, and it's not going to be long. I mean, that move, the old movies that showed like real genius, where you see the super smart individuals down in the basement doing algorithms and living their lives at the smartest people in the room. That's the movies, guys. That's not for real. And I just know when I isolate myself, when I used to, my brain, I was always angry or depressed. And the only way I could get out of it was I'd go outside or I'd go to the gym. Or I'd go to the store, I'd go shopping. And what was I doing? Well, I was, even if I wasn't talking to people, I was still interacting because I could hear them, or I would interact because I'd interact with
the truth be told, right? You're saying this in the past tense, but I would say this even happens, not this, but this even happens to both of us and anyone, almost anyone in society today in the present tense, because social media and all that, and all these things, video games, it's all designed for us to be as addicted to it as possible. Just like fast food, you're not going to get a dopamine rush eating healthy food, right? Eating like a grilled chicken salad, but you will getting like a milkshake and two cheeseburgers from McDonald's and eating that every day. So the dopamine rush from that phone is not the same as what you get going to the gym and actually accomplishing something. So at times, even you or I, who are more disciplined individuals, need to tell ourselves, get the fuck off the phone and do something.
Yeah.
But if you're not a disciplined individual at all, it is so easy now to zone out from the world and zone out from anything that is bettering yourself.
Let's do what we always say we're going to do on the show. We've pointed out a problem. We're bitching about that problem. All right. Now what's the solution? Because we always say that. Remember, I hate listening to others because they never get a solution.
I actually will tell you right now. Yeah, I referred to it several times in this episode. And look, he plugged it so much during the episode.
But
passionate about it.
Yeah.
That whole thing Evan Seinfeld is doing with mentorship, I think is awesome, man. And there's some people who, not in our comments, but in other comments I saw, like, oh, what is he, a cult leader now? Like, he's having all these people over in Tulum. And it's actually not like that at all. Because if people listen back to that episode, he says that he's like working on a book right now. And he said, writing this book, he's like, I felt insecure about it. And I said, is this actually good, what I'm putting out there? Or am I just regurgitating stuff that I read in other books or that I heard from other stuff? Sure. So he's like, I invited over a couple dozen guys to my place in Tulum and I read them a couple chapters. And I wanted to see, like, don't bullshit me here. Do you guys think this is good or not? Should I put this out there? And he's like, and it encouraged me to continue writing this book and mail. With male relationships, man, are so important, I think. And that's why he's so focused on that. And there's, once again, there's a reason why a guy like that, because Evan Seinfeld is the extreme of the degenerate lifestyle in that the guy was married to two porn stars, right? And he starred in porn films after being in a big rock band, starring on hit shows like Oz. And that's what he went to. And we spoke about it, if you guys listen back to that interview. And he's like, yeah, I've been to the dark side. And he's like, that, and I've pulled myself out of that. And now This is why I'm so passionate about men having these types of relationships among one another, because I don't want to see more and more guys killing themselves or socially becoming recluses. So yeah, I do think getting out there, if you don't, and even if you're not going to do that, I can tell you right last night, like going to the gym, having a gym membership, stuff like that, I think is extremely important. If that's not your thing, being a part of a team, if you want to do some type of recreational sport, all of that stuff, I think is going to build your confidence and pull you out of this type of crap.
As simple as going to the grocery store, now with all the damn self-checkouts, but even a lot of the stores are starting to get rid of that, but you're going to have to talk to somebody. And even just for that, that's what helped me so much when I get back from a deployment. And I know where I'm not a recluse, guys. I'm not recluse. Recluse is Kabul. Never mind. That's an inside joke with me and Ian. But when I didn't want to talk to somebody, I would go to the store, because chances are I was going to have to interact with somebody, and it always helped me. So doing the man, help me out.
Oh, the hikikomori? Mentorship.
Yeah. Doing the mentorship.
And I'm not a part of them, so this isn't like a plug. I appreciate what they're doing. I think it's a good thing.
Maybe there's stuff that there's more of those kind of things around the country doing that.
They are around the country. They're doing this on Discord, and they meet regularly, like just like we're doing right now. And he's like, these are guys opening up about things they don't want to tell their wife, or they don't want to tell their girlfriend, or maybe they don't even want to tell their close friends, so they could open up with us about things that they're struggling with. And I think that's important.
Yeah. And it is, it's having, you got to have the interaction. So I go to the gym. I'm always at the gym. I'm in the gym because I like to work out, but there's people there. And, you know, I'll talk to, even if I got my headphones in, I'll talk to somebody, and it's nice. You know, every time I come back from the gym, if I go to the gym and I feel bad and then I come back, I always feel 10 times better. And I know it is the endorphins and stuff, that because of working out, but it's also because I have to talk to people. Even if I don't want to, I'm going to have to talk to somebody. But then after I have to talk to them, I want to talk to them. So it turns around. And but just get out of your house too, just from time to time, or I said, going to Walmart, going to the grocery store, it really does help. Even walking through a big ass building where there's people around, you don't feel alone like you would in your room. I just don't understand the draw to that at all, bro. That just makes no sense to me. I get the isolation. I get the antisocial. A lot of veterans, including myself, we are sometimes antisocial. I don't want to be, but it's never stays. And to put myself I've never locked myself in a room and said, I ain't coming out for 6 months. I don't understand the draw to that. It makes no fucking sense to me. But if that's what's getting pushed out, then we need to push out the opposite, which I hope we're doing here. And then the mentorship stuff, that sounds cool. I mean, I think it helping, I'm not telling you need to go buy a gun either, guy. And I say it, but the gun community, part of going to the range, and you've been part of going to the range.
Oh, for sure.
It's the interaction people get, man. I would be hard pressed to say, I don't know if there's many people within the 2A community that have those problems. There probably are some.
I think anything where you're physically out with people doing things. And if your social interaction during the day is talking with your friends through a headset while playing video games, like, that is not good, man.
No.
And I do think if the idea of an AI girlfriend appeals to you, which maybe some people watching, it does, maybe it does. Like, I know that you want to laugh about this, but like, these things are just smarter than us to keep people sucked in and keep them giving their money. Like this, we just read about a 20 something year old guy who's successful.
That's what
he's spending. That's $10,000 a month on AI girlfriends. I believe it. And it's a problem. And I would hope that this person will recognize it as a problem and do something to better themselves and realize they need to pull themselves out.
I couldn't see it, man. That was what shocked me. I thought it was going to say, you know, 48, 58 year old man, you know, midlife crisis, sort of, not 24, dude, come on, man. 24. You should be out hitting the ball. Remember, you should be out just cruising, man. Going to the gym, going, or just go, if that's not your thing, going, You can take dates out fishing, finding somebody, going to a restaurant, coffee. It's 24. You're not, don't be in your room. And you know, parents, if you see this, parents need to step in too. If you've got young, like my son's on his phone, he's not antisocial. He, you know, he competes, he plays soccer, he runs track, you know, he's got, he runs college track, he'd run, but he is on his phone and he hates me, but I get off your phone, son, get your head up. We were just at the airport in Denver and he's got my little boy, my, you know, 19 now. He's a big son bitch. He kicks somebody's ass. But so I'm not worried. He's got my 8-year-old.
Wait, dude, I got to beep out the names.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. Yeah, so beep out the names. But they're sorry about that, bro. But you know, they're ordering food and they're at Smashburger and I walk over because I had to go fix our tickets. It was during that fiasco going through Denver on United, and he's on his phone and I can hear the Smashburger person calling his order, even though I'm not, I know because I'm out of my phone. I'm not looking, I'm looking up and I'm busting his balls. Cause I'm like, dude, get off your phone. Do you have a life to, and that's why I just said life is going on right now. You're missing your order over there for you and your little brother. And just, you know, his little brother, my son is hungry. And, but that's a parent being a parent. Yeah. He hated, he was mad. He's like, I'm not always on my phone. Yes, you are. You're on your phone right now, but that's being a parent. So you have to step in and just even little things like that, I do think help. Because my son now, he is conscious when he's on his phone because of me busting his balls. Yeah. And my dad did the same thing with me when I was sitting around playing Atari. That's how old I am.
But this is even crazier.
That's even like crazier. You're right.
And then if you're on social media, right, you're bound to find, because we're going to be drawn to hot girls. You're gonna be drawn to some Chris, girl as an OnlyFans, and maybe
Chris
get Dutch
Meyer.
That.
Look at Dutch,
and then
man.
From there, you may get into the AI girlfriend experience thing that we're talking about, and that's a pretty dark world. And I don't think that is a good path to go down for anyone.
No, I agree, brother. You brought light, and I know I'm making light of it because I think it just is. I'm laughing because I just can't get it.
It's also, it's because it's a news article, right? But what if it was a friend of yours who came up to you and said, hey, this is what I do, this is what I spend my money on? You probably would not be laughing at that.
No, I'd be getting in his shit. I'd be like, dude, serious? I'd be giving him the rash. I care, but I'm a tough love kind of guy for stuff that I think is ridiculously stupid. And this is like, are you, and that's what I would say. Like, are you an idiot? What the fuck's wrong with you? That's probably how I'd say it. You know, if he came to me with like his, you know, a death in the family or wife's cheat, that's different. I'm going to handle that different. But this, there's no fathomable reason and there's nothing pleasurable that would draw me to do anything like this. And guys, I've watched porn. There's not one guy on deployments that hasn't. It's a lonely time. But is it something I want to do every day of my life and be in my room? No. But AI
girlfriend, I would say it's something truthfully that should not be in anyone's life at all. I think it's so destructive, man, especially in today's culture. And I agree. We've all indulged in it. I can tell you this stage in my life, like I recognize how destructive it is to men.
It is. And it, you know, and that's why I don't lock myself in a room and watch porn. That's why I don't tell people, yeah, go watch porn. You'll feel better. No, I don't. So, and this is from what you're telling me in the AI, this is almost 100 times more addictive.
I'm sure, because they'll be able to do whatever you want them to do. And it's AI. So you're not going to worry about it being exploitive. So that's it for this episode of the Annex. But find a positive outlet. And we really do appreciate you guys checking these out. If you like them, leave us a comment, subscribe and all that other good stuff.
And real women are so much nicer than pretend women. You smell nice. You feel nice. You talk nice. I love it, but especially my wife, of course, love her to death. And I wouldn't have met her if I wouldn't have got out. I wouldn't have met her if I wouldn't have been out and at a bar. That's where I met her in South Padre Island when she spilled a bunch of liquor, cinnamon schnapps on me. And that's how we met. Wasn't even looking for her. So there. Yeah. All right, bud. Well, appreciate you guys too. Thanks for listening. Thanks for letting us rant. And love you all out there.